This is the Cosplay for Christ podcast. I'm Jess, your host, and I'm here to encourage and strengthen Christians in the cosplay world, to speak truth in love, to embolden fellow believers, to live proudly, showing the love of Jesus Christ in their circles, and practical tips and tricks for my cosplayers out there. All right, come on, let's do this. Hey everybody, this is Jess with Cosplay for Christ. I'm so glad you guys are here. Have you all seen my Jesse Luhu silliness that I've been putting out? It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But it's so good. So, story behind that whole getup was I was involved with our MOPS group at my church. Actually, it's not really, it's at my church, but it's the local community of mothers of preschoolers. That's what MOPS stands for. And okay, so they're having their Christmas party. And y'all, this has happened to me now twice. I'm sure if I actually think about it, it'll be more than twice. But there's two major times this has happened to me. And it was both when I was in a new location, new group setting, not really knowing anybody. And so the Christmas party was happening and they said, hey, we're also going to have a costume contest for the best Christmas outfit. So in my mind, cosplay is my mind. I'm thinking, okay, how dressed up do they get? So I actually asked them, I'm like, how dressed up do they get? And they're like, oh yeah, they go all out. I'm like, okay, well, Jessica's version of going all out and everyone else outside cosplay world, not the same thing. So I show up. I show up in my Jesse Luhu. I went the night before to try to do the hair because I'd never really done who hair before. I've seen people do it, but I'd never done it. And I'm like just picking crap off the tree, honestly, just trying to find Christmassy stuff. There was a felt tree I have for the girls to play with it. I just took the felt ornaments and just stuck them in my hair because I had Velcro. I mean, it was great. I had like a battery operated string of lights, a water bottle. It was awesome. Anyway, I looked like a total, I don't know. And I had the outfits before because y'all, I don't know if you guys knew this, but for those that used to follow me just on the Instagram, I would go to my church in Texas. We did a special needs service every month for adults with special needs. And we had a huge Christmas party every year. We'd have almost 300 people show up for this Christmas party. And so me and my friend Gina would be the MCs and we'd always dress up in a fun Christmassy outfit. So I had a little bit of arsenal already in the closet, if you know what I mean. The cape I wore was actually my old Christmas tree skirt that I had apparently given away my Christmas robe. So I was a little sad about that. But anyway, so I get all dressed up and I walk in and I'm looking around, I'm smiling, and I'm realizing very quickly that it's happened again. I have overdressed for the occasion. So people's version of getting dressed up fancy or going all out was buying Christmas pajamas or a Christmas sweatshirt from Walmart and wearing that. And that was them getting dressed up. Which, you know what? If I had known that was actually the criteria, I would have been way more comfortable and way less uncomfortable going to Home Depot afterwards and Aldi's to get groceries in my full on getup. Although the people that saw me were quite entertained. But that's kind of fun, right? It is. So this happened to me before in Texas when I first went to the very first women's event at my church, and there was they were doing a hairspray theme. And so there was only one other lady that I had known that I had met, and I really didn't know her. In fact, she gave me her business card and I ended up calling her because I didn't know anyone and I didn't want to sit by myself. So I asked her, which is pretty bold, actually. I really didn't know this lady at all. Later, we became friends, but I didn't know her at all. She gave me her business card. I had her number, so I called her.
Oh, there's the air.
I called her, and I was like, hey, Stacy, can I sit with you? And she's like, oh my gosh, yes, you could totally sit with me. I'm like, great. So I said, so people dress up for this? Oh, yeah, they really get dressed up. I said, oh, okay, so they go all out? She's like, oh, yes, definitely. So, again, this was the first time. I was much younger then and more naive. Apparently, I haven't learned in 15 years. Not to trust people. I still trust them. I still believe they know what they're saying. Actually, what it is a definition problem, actually, right? It's a definition problem. So I show up and I am in full beehive, 1950s, full outfit, heels. I have a vintage outfit on, like straight up to the nines, you know, like hairspray. And I walk in and I quickly realize that people were wearing like little scarves around their necks, and occasionally there'd be a poodle skirt. And I see my friend my acquaintance Stacy, and she was like, oh my goodness, you look amazing. I'm like, thanks. I thought you said people dressed up. She's like, oh yeah, they do. See? And she's like showing that they've dressed up. I'm like, oh no. Okay. Our definitions were different. So anyway, but I was thinking of these because obviously this Jesse Lou Who, my Whoville rendition of me, is fresh memory because that just happened Tuesday of this week. And so I was thinking about the word confidence. Like, you know, we as cosplayers have to have a certain level of confidence to put on a costume and like just be out in public, right? But it's another thing to like walk into a room where you did not get the dress code correctly, right? Or even you just feel completely out of your element and you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, that old saying, fake it till you make it. Well, I mean, there is actually truth to that. You kind of have to like, you know, similar to that whole roll with it thing I did a few podcasts back. You just got to like take a breath and just be like, all right, let's just pretend like I knew this is exactly what I expected. and just put your head up high, walk into the room and own it, and just smile and pretend like this is what it was. This is what it's supposed to be, right? And I think sometimes it's very easy for us to lose our confidence. I actually have a lot of self-doubt, lots of self-confidence issues. I mean, people say, oh, you can't have self-confidence issues. I'm like, yes, I do. I really do. Especially when it's situations where it's the first time or I'm new or I've just never done something before. I get very stressed out and my confidence level plummets. When it's stuff like costumes and things, sometimes that's just kind of silly stuff that doesn't truly matter in the long terms of things. It's more of a pride thing. But then there's things like, okay, I'm talking to someone about Jesus, or I'm having a real conversation with my friend who is hurting or going through a divorce or just face someone dying, or gosh, there's, you know, what do you say when it's stuff like that? And do we act super confident in our ability to know what to say? Or do we fake it? Do we make it? What do we do as Christians when we're put into situations where we are being asked for advice or to help in some way? And it just brings me to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 3, and it's 4-6, and it says, we have this kind of confidence towards God through Christ. It is not that we are competent in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our competence is from God. He has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit produces life. And that scripture basically says that our confidence is not in ourself and what we can do, but our confidence is in Christ. So when it matters, when we're in a position where we are speaking to people or speaking to a situation that someone's going through, or even something that we have gone through ourselves, and now we can actually speak to that to the person who is currently going through it, we have this confidence that God is in control of it and He's going to speak through us as His ministers. That scripture says, Our competence is from God. Like, our competence is our knowledge, our ability to articulate, our ability to make people understand. It's not from what we can say, because I am so inarticulate, y'all. I was a very shy kid growing up, and my family members were the outgoing, talkative folk, and I loved them so much. But man, I was the hide in the corner, and I always wanted to be like my older sister. She was so witty and could just carry on conversations and just, oh, so smart. She ended up being a lawyer and then a real estate agent. Now she's smart and stays home with her kids. Smart, smart girl. Anyway, but my older sister, man, she could just carry a crowd, and I want to be like her so well. But God did not make me like that. I tried. I mean, again, the whole fake it till you make it thing came into play quite a bit growing up in my younger years. But I know that it's not in my ability that I can do anything when it matters. Truly, it's the ability and my confidence in Christ through me that allows me to accomplish what He has ahead of me, or what He wants that person to hear, or through me. My confidence is in Christ because He can help me be an example of Him to others. So with that, this is a shorty but a goodie. I'm also trying this new thing where I have my whole rack of costumes behind me to help with sound. maybe it'll work. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Remember, don't be confident in your own abilities, but be confident in the ability that God has given you so that you can accomplish the work that He has given you through Him. Right? Yes. Yes. All right, y'all. Quick note. Congratulations to Trance, who won the raffle giveaway. Woo, woo, woo. Good job, Trance. I sent that away. They should be getting it soon. Merry Christmas. All right, guys, I hope you have a great week. Christmas is coming up. Don't get too stressed. Remember to take advantage of the fun that's around and enjoy the season that you're in. And be confident in Christ, right? Not in ourselves, but be confident in Christ who is in us. Amen. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Be blessed. Know who you are in Christ and take ground for the kingdom. See you later.